It's a privilege and an honor to be a minister of the gospel. All right, this is Sunday morning, 6/16/24. The title is, As the Days of Noah Were. We're going to turn to Revelation chapter 3. I got to turn this down a notch. Y'all there? All right, starting with verse 8 through 11 there. Jesus is talking to John, and he says here in this church of Philadelphia, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. All right, keep that in mind. This is the word of the Lord here. The Lord is no longer making room for what he has finished with. He's no longer making room for what he's finished with. He's making room for what he is now doing. In other words, one door is closing and another is opening. Now, the church in Philadelphia was the one. Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. So this was the only church that he didn't rebuke pretty well in the lineup. Jesus at his birth had no room. There was no room in the inn. In other words, the inn represents the establishment. I'm shutting down the establishment and opening the way of my kingdom. It has been at work behind the scenes, but it is ready to launch on the scene. Revelation 11:15 says, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And this was was interesting. I will transform the trannies. They will be sitting at my feet, clothed properly and in their right minds by renewing their minds with my word. They will adapt back to who I have created them to be. All will know me from the least to the greatest. All who come to me, I will in no wise cast out. You represent me. Do not cast them out. There has never been a time like this on the earth and will never be again. My glory shall be seen as in the days of Noah. Well, let's go over to Matthew 24 and see about the days of Noah. He's going to transform the trannies. Now, I'm not talking about the proud and arrogant want to do their nasty things. I'm talking about those that you recognize that they're looking for a way out. They're looking for who they are and an identity, and you can give them their true identity. That's in Christ. All right. We're not going to invite them in to do their drag shows, okay? Let's qualify that. There are going to be some that come looking for answers, and we're to give them the answer. That's Jesus. You can now change your identity and come into your real identity, not this false identity. All right, Matthew 24:36. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in days of Noah that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Just like Noah was up there on that hill, building that big old boat and trying to tell people, get your life straight. Repent, there's a flood coming. What's a flood? As far as I know, they don't really show that it ever rained yet. So they really didn't know what it was. Then shall two be in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be gathering, shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Why? Someone's taken out of his house, right? Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. You know, with the rapture theory, it's an escape theory. He's looking for ones he's given talents that are so doing. They've still got their hand to the plow, and they're still working it. That's what he's looking for when we're coming. All right, he's going to say, what'd you do with what I asked you to do? Well, Lord, my talents gained 10 more or whatever, 5 more, 2 more. All right. Let's keep going. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler of all his goods. The one that actually heard his commission, obeyed his commission. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, shall begin to smite his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeah. Now I want to read a portion out of the book 2 Ezra. I believe Ezra was alive and well during about the time of Jeremiah. But I want to read to you this. I hope I can read this print. It's so tiny. This is 2 Ezra. I'm going to start with verse 36 here. It talks about he had a lot of visions and dreams about end times. So, let me start here. 16, like I said, I didn't take into consideration this tiny print. For as I conceive in my understanding, woe unto them that shall be left in those days, and much more woe unto them that are not left behind. For they that were not left were in heaviness. Now understand I the things that are laid up in the latter days, which shall happen unto them and to those that are left behind. Therefore they come into great perils and many necessities, like as these dreams declare. Yes, it is easier for him that is in danger to come into these things than to pass away as a cloud out of the world and not to see the things that happen in the last days. And he answered unto me and said, the interpretation of the vision shall I show thee, and I will open unto thee the things that thou hast required. Now it says, you know, those that are taken, the disciples ask, well, where are they taken? He said, well, where the bodies are, there the eagles will be gathered. So they're dead, right? They're going to be dead. Whereas thou hast spoken of them that are left behind, this is the interpretation. He that shall endure the peril in that time hath kept himself. They that be fallen into danger are such as have works and faith toward the Almighty. In other words, nobody knows the trouble you've seen because of this day and this hour. Know this therefore, that they which be left behind are more blessed than they that be dead. This is the meaning of the vision. Whereas thou sawest a man coming up, coming up from the midst of the sea, the same is he whom God the highest hath kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creature, and he shall order them that are left behind. And whereas thou savest, that out of his mouth there came a blast of wind and fire and storm, and that he held neither sword nor any instrument of war, but that the rushing in of him destroyed the whole multitude that came to subdue him, this is the interpretation. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver them that are upon the earth. He shall come to the astonishment of them that dwell on the earth. And one shall undertake to fight against another, one city against another, one place against another, one people against another, and one realm against another. And the time shall be when these things shall come to pass, and the sign shall happen when I showed thee before. And then shall my son be declared, whom thou sawest as a man ascending. And when all the people hear his voice, every man shall in their own land leave the battle they have won against another. And an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together as thou sawest them, willing to come and to overcome him by fighting. But he shall stand upon the top of the Mount Zion. Sounds like the Battle of Armageddon, doesn't it? And Zion shall come and shall be showed to all men, being prepared and builded, like as thou sawest the hill graven without hands. And this my son shall rebuke the wicked inventions of those nations, which for their wicked life are fallen from into the tempest, and shall lay before them their evil thoughts and the torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are like unto a flame. He that shall destroy them without labor by the law, which is like unto fire. And whereas thou sawest that he gathered another peaceable multitude unto him, those are the 10 tribes which were carried away prisoners out of their own land in the time of O.C. O.C. is mentioned in Romans. O.C. There's only one place in the Bible that I see where it says O.S.E.A. All right. The king, whom Salmanar, the king of Assyria, led away captive, and he carried them over the waters, and so came they into another land. But they took this counsel among themselves that they would leave the multitude of the heathen and go forth into a further country where never mankind dwelt, that they might there keep their statutes, which they never kept in their own land, and they entered into Euphrates by the narrow passages of the river. For the Most High then showed signs from them and held still the flood till they were passed over. The Euphrates River, that's where the Battle of Armageddon takes place. For through that country there was a great way to go, namely of a year and a half. And the same region is called Aresareth. Then dwelleth they there until the latter time. And now when they shall begin to come, the highest shall stay the springs of the stream again, and they may go through. Therefore sawest thou the multitude with peace, but those that be left behind of thy people are they that are found within my borders. Now when he destroyeth the multitude of the nations, they are gathered together. He shall defend his people that remain, and they shall be that, and then shall he show them great wonders. All right. Just wanted to read that. Now they took this out of the King James Version. This is the authorized King James Version of this book. All right. Just another little something they took out so people don't see the fact that the ones that are being taken are not the ones that are what you think. All right? As I took Noah into the ark before the great flood, so am I doing now. My Noahs are scattered all over the world. The ark was a representation of my word. Those that have listened to my word and kept my word are safe in their ark. Think physically in the old covenant, think spiritual in the new covenant. This group will not be taken off the earth, just as Noah was not taken off the earth. He was preserved in the safety of the ark of the destruction that the flood caused. You are in the same situation in the spirit. No rescue ship is coming, but my word will help you weather the storm. The military operation that President Trump proclaimed in 2017 was the storm. The media said, "What storm, Mr. President?" He said, "You'll find out. In the natural world, you've been seeing storms for a while. It reflects what is going on in the spirit realm. The military is flooding like I flooded on a smaller scale, just like in the days of Noah. Those that have not built themselves an ark could perish in the fallout. Christians that have not prepared their arks can perish in the fallout. Many have been seduced with an alternative gospel, doctrines of men and of devils, demons parading themselves as benevolent beings from faraway galaxies. They have discounted my Noahs as they have been preparing their arks of safety. Soon they will no longer mock, for all will be disclosed. They will come running to my Noah seeking answers. I am the troubleshooter. All right, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here. 1 Thessalonians be the first one. First Thessalonians 1, starting with verse 3 there. I'm not at 3, I'm 1. Wait a minute. 1 Thessalonians 1, 3. Okay, I'm right. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were in samples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That's what he's doing. That's what he's coming to do. I'm not coming back to take you back to heaven, but to trouble those that trouble you. Trouble those that trouble you. Think about that. All right, now go to Revelation 19. Starting with verse 11 there. And I saw heaven open, to behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness doth he judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and he on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of God Almighty. He hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I saw an angel standing in the sun and cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Remember what I read to you over in Matthew. Where the bodies are, there the eagles are gathered together. Right here. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war with him that sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken with him, the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. He's coming to clean house. He's coming to trouble those that trouble you. Here's my thoughts here. Some say we've changed our timeline by the masses getting on board with that, with what is really going on. I say, who cares what they say? I believe God will do what his word says. I do know that God will stop destruction that Satan intended to do when men repent. Why couldn't they just admit this and drop all this crazy sci-fi stuff? I give the glory to God, not these so-called men that think they've got it all figured out. Right here, Jesus made a statement. This is in Matthew chapter 5. The more Looney Tunes I hear, the more established I feel in the Word. We're supposed to be grounded in the Word, not in their reports, not what they say. All right, this is 5:17. Jesus said, "Think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I'm not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." So that's what he said himself. Okay. "Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven." Where would we be without his word? Satan has made, well, he's attempted to steal the word. Parable of the sower says don't let go of the word, because that's his objective. If he can steal the word, yeah, he can steal somebody's soul. All right, Revelation 19:2, right here. That's where I just read. "For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." Jezebel's been among us, even in the church. All right. "For true and righteous are his judgments," his word. All right, best part right here, best part. "I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he should be loosed a little season." Right here, whether we are in the 1,000-year reign or we're going into the Magog war, we are in an ark of safety and we will ride it out safely. Jesus has known the trouble you've seen. He's coming to settle up. Nothing can stop what's coming. That's the truth. Okay.